today, Dr. Nancy Dickey announced her stepping down as the president of the A&M Health Science Center. She's led that for many years, and it's really made extraordinary progress under her leadership. And she will certainly be valued on the faculty. She's a member of the faculty as well and will retain that position, and we look forward to having her more directly involved with the education of positions going forward here at the Health Science Center. We certainly appreciate, again, the vision she's brought to this task, and I'm sure the system's committed to seeing the Health Science Center continue to be a leader in terms of its development of very cost-effective means of training future physicians, nurses, and others, other health professionals in the future. And we'll certainly want to see that legacy pay off for Texas and the nation.
What will her faculty position involve?
She has been, from the very beginning of her relationship with the Health Science Center, a professor in this College of Medicine. And so she'll be teaching in both, I'm sure, classroom and laboratory and rather clinical settings going forward. That'll be the job of her department head to give her assignments and so on for that purpose. And I can't speak to that. I'm not directly involved with the School of Medicine, so I don't really know how that'll be handled. But that's the sort of thing done by department heads.
And that's something that she already has teaching role in the fall semester and will just continue in the spring?
I don't know the answer to that. I really can't tell you that right now. I realize that even though I'm AIMS president, I don't have an official role with the Health Science Center right now. We are moving towards an eventual merger of the Health Science Center with Texas A&M University, but that's not occurred yet, so I don't have a direct responsibility for the Health Science Center at this time. But my understanding is, I mean, Nancy has taught for years. I mean, she's been on the faculty and has, besides being president, had a number of teaching responsibilities, I think, over the years with the College of Medicine. This will deepen that relationship, obviously, since she'll be returning full-time to the role of a faculty member.
And reading the news release, I understand the interim head of the Health Science Center is someone that you have a relationship with.
Yes, Jerry Peterson has had a long, long career in Texas working with health science centers. Most recently back in the 2000s with UTMB in Galveston. I knew of him long ago, but we got well acquainted when I moved to Galveston in 2005 when he was the chief operating officer of the medical branch there. And so we became acquainted and have been friends ever since. So I think he has a lot to offer to the Health Science Center and to the A&M system right now by coming on board as the interim president ultimately.
I know this is the next question, sort of a chicken and egg question, because you made the reference to the continuing work to finalize the merger. What will take place then to lead to naming who the next person will be that will lead the Health Science Center as a component of the flagship university?
Well, that's something I've got to have a conversation with the chancellor and others about. Obviously, we're going through a transition right now. It's probably a good time for a new leader to be selected, given the circumstances, and we have to make sure the circumstances are well defined and understood. But we have an opportunity, I think, to go out over the next many months and do a national search for a new leader for the Health Science Center that can take it into this new relationship with Texas A&M and to continue, you know, the things that have made it an extraordinary resource for Texas.
That, along with the biomedical things that are going on too, this is just a very dynamic time in that part of the university.
Certainly is, sir. We have a lot going on here. The biotech corridor there that's been developed, the health human services contract that the system has just obtained, are all pretty exciting developments here within Brazos County that I think will change the landscape radically over the next several years.
And another reference to the continuing work in Austin to bring this merger together, what steps are yet to be taken to make that a reality?
We're currently working with the Texas Higher Education Coordinating Board to affect the ability of Texas A&M to be the degree-granting institution for the degrees that are currently offered by the Health Science Center. That's kind of the major first step to take. Once that has been finalized, we hope over the next few months, then we'll be able to move ahead with the accrediting bodies that actually accredit both Texas A&M, the Health Science Center, and ultimately all the individual colleges within the Health Science Center. So there are a number of steps to be taken to move all this together under one umbrella.
Is there anything that I've missed as it applies to this transition that listeners and those off-campus as well as on-campus should know about?
Well, let me just emphasize that Dr. Dickey's leadership has been crucial during the last many years of the Health Science Center's evolution. We're looking forward to her continuing not simply as an educator for our students there, but as a major policy expert in health affairs. She's really frequently speaking, I'm sure, to your program and others around Brazos County, but certainly on a national stage as an expert in health policy. And nationally, there's a lot going on, too, not just in Brazos County regarding health policy. So she has a lot to offer in that arena, too.